Hi-Fi Dream, the deep dive. So that was Pink Panther S, and it's and stylized as one word. Pink Panther S, there's no space between Pink and Panther S. Song is called Pain, and it's relatively new, a couple years old. And I had only stumbled on it recently and really got into it. Before that was Roisin Murphy. I probably say it wrong every time. Overpowered.
You got it right.
Okay, good. That was Willis's pick from 2007, even though it sounded very current, and then a very current song. So what'd you think of Pink Panther S?
It was a nice little surprise there at the end where the speed just kind of goes down like someone, oh, it was 45, switch it back to 33 RPM. And it actually sounded like it was a guy singing the whole time. That's what it sounded like. But I know it's probably not. It's probably, I don't know what happened there, but it was very interesting and kind of a trippy ending.
All the songs are short of hers for some reason.
All of them? That's like,
that's
a
like her
minute.
Thing.
Yeah, it's a super short song and just kind of an interlude in my opinion. But you mentioned that it sounds very familiar to another song from the 80s.
See, Janet Jackson, who yeah. I love, had a song called Let's Wait a While in 1986. It was a ballad. And I remember because like it was just like always on the radio, but it was a super slow song. Beautiful yes. song. I love it. And the keyboard line in this song is that melody kind of sped up. And it, I could almost sing the verses of Let's Wait a While sped up over this song. And that's what drew me. I can't lie. but I, you know, I thought the same thing as you. I thought maybe when they slowed it down, maybe that's why it sounds sped up. It's a dude singing and it's they just sped it up to sound like a girl. But her name is Victoria Beverly Walker, who's English. She's English. So, but there's sort of drum and bass and bedroom pop vibes going on mixed with pop. So I'm into it. I'm really in it. She's from Bath, which is a really cool little spot in the UK along mm-hmm. the water.
Yeah.
Beautiful spot. But she's young, only 23 years old. So another, we're featuring a lot of young and up and coming artists in this show today. Look
yeah,
at us.
Yeah, actually. And I thought it was a cool track. And it did really remind me of the Janet Jackson song. And the drum and bass, the hit, I'd call it more like a breakbeat. But
yeah,
it had
yeah.
its extra little half beat in there too that was a little bit annoying for me. But at the same time, you forgive him because of the melody.
Yeah, and just give me some creativity. Yeah. That's what I like. Try some different things. If you're a pop artist, doesn't have to be safe.
That's
matter of
right.
fact, the best pop music, the Beatles were not safe.
Oh, no.
You know, in hindsight, yeah. we just accept that they did a song called I Am the Walrus, you know, and it was a weird ass song that was on the radio. But when people first heard it, they were like, what in God's name is this? And what is he talking about? It doesn't have to be safe to be good and mainstream. And I like when I hear an artist like this, Pink Panther S, a good example, that she's stretching the boundaries. Also a minute and a half song like that. Most artists feel like they need to make a song 2 to 3 minutes in order to make it a radio track or a single. But why not? Leave me wanting more. Make me want to go back and listen a second time because it was too short. As opposed to, I'm done with this song after 5 minutes and I'm going to skip to the next.
Right.
Just really cool. And I've been saying for so many weeks and months now on this show, like, I am desperate for something refreshing and new. And especially in mainstream music. And anytime I hear something like this, I'm encouraged. That's what it comes back to.
It's a good choice.
Thank you, sir. We have one more set left. Very unique set here. So of all the sets in this show, you start out with probably the most representative artist of the station, of Hi-Fi Dream. I think Washed Out, when you strip away just their sound, his sound or really there, but
yeah, one guy.
If you strip it for its parts, it's probably as close to the definition of Hi-Fi Dream as any artist. I might not say that upon first, you know, mention of it to people. But when I really think about it, it might be the most suitable
really?
Artist to represent the sound of the station. Yeah, because they're electronic. They're trippy. They're a dream pop. They're, you know, they have all these different elements. A little indie rock.
I guess so. I guess I'm kind of surprised. They don't, to me, have, he doesn't have the soul there. He doesn't fill out the soul category.
But maybe not so much in this song.
Definitely got the atmospheric and dreamy and electronic down pat for sure. So I picked this song because it's a new release. called Wondrous Life. And it's funny because I heard a washed out song this morning in the car. I thought, is that the song I picked on Hi-Fi Dream? I said, is that the?
It was probably Waking Up you heard.
It's a new, also a new release, right?
Yeah, Waking Up is the newest. I love it. It's the first song on the album too.
Okay, I think that was going to be my original pick, but I like the beat, the rhythm of this song a little bit more. The whole album, the new album, I think a lot of the songs have a similar tempo. They're all kind of down tempo. This one's got a little bit faster, so it stood out a little bit more to me. But everything else on the album to me is very actually washed out sounding to me. And that's, I think that's a good thing. That's the style of this guy. And but the other songs have more of a lazy beat and very ambient sound to me overall. And the reason why I chose Washed Out was because, again, touring. I saw it in my feed. Washed Out's coming to San Francisco, and so it just came through. I don't know how that would be to watch this band live.
Oh, it's great live.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. It's amazing.
Cool.
It's trippy.
Ah, okay.
Visual. That makes sense. Like visuals behind.
Uh-huh.
This was in that first wave of vaporwave music, which Toro y Moi was very similar, and so was Wild Nothing, and they all kind of adjusted their sound to not be pigeonholed as like vaporwave or whatever.
Okay.
And I think that was sort of the of all those three, Washed Out stayed the closest to that formula all along. Every album is kind of similar, but they're all good. And that's what's crazy is, like, you'd think it would get tiring hearing the same kind of, and it sounds washed out.
Yeah.
It sounds slow motion sometimes. Yeah. It sounds like I don't want to say lazy because that's not the word I'm looking for. It sounds like lethargic at times.
That's the word, lethargic, yes.
But it really does come to life live. And he has great videos too. His music videos are really interesting. I love him. I have friends that are diehard fans, like they love everything he does. I kind of am on the fence on, but I think, like I said, and I'm not saying he's the best artist on the station. I'm not saying he's even in my top 100 artists on the station, but I play a lot of his songs, and I think it's because it's a perfect representation of all these different elements that I think are core sounds to the station. And I feel like I could play him between any artist. I don't have to think about it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Like, he doesn't sound like this guy. He doesn't sound like Bjork. He doesn't sound like Depeche Mode. But he fits between all these other artists so nicely. It bridges.
Yes. He has his own niche, I feel like. And
sure.
It makes sense on the station for sure. And I think that's why my friend Jeff recommended Washed Out. I don't think he knew that they were represented on the station, but... Jeff called it, right?
He's right. He's right. And so are you, for that matter. But I love this choice. I don't play this song on the station, so I'm happy you picked a song that I don't, you know, to give it another spin and see what it sounds like. It'll be nice for me to hear it on the air.
Cool.
And then the follow-up song is a guy named Giorgio Tuma, who I found a while back. It was on a sampler CD, like a European sampler CD.
The old sampler collection.
You remember those? Yeah. Might have even been with like Q Magazine or something.
Oh, yeah, the freebie with the magazine. Yes.
Yeah. And I heard this particular song, and it, for the rest of my life, it's going to be with me because I love it so much. And the fact that he's Italian doesn't necessarily drive it for me. But after seeing Italy myself last year and seeing like the country, this does seem like he lived in those hills that I was driving through. You know what I mean?
Interesting.
And there's an Ennio Morricone sound, or there's a like something retro about it that sounds like it really did come out of like the 60s. Burt Bacharach or something.
I heard a kind of Lennon McCartney vibe actually, and except with like this horn section, right?
Yeah, so the horns are gorgeous.
Yeah, it's a very unique song you picked here.
This guy was influenced by Stereolab, which I also hear a lot, and Marvin Gaye, who's like, you know, is one of my favorite vocalists, maybe my favorite vocalist of all time. But I love this AM Gold sound. So this is my, you went into this very like tripped out, washed out sound, and I kind of am coming, ending the show with what I feel is a Sunday morning song for sure. Very, very nostalgic vibes to the song that'll end the show.
And dreamy too.
Yeah, so I mean, yeah, that's dreamy. I think both these songs are dreamy.
Yeah.
I was just trying to peek at your Gedept score to see what you gave it.
Yeah, the I gave Georgia it highest dreamy. Not so much groove or soul, but that's fine. Yeah. A little bit trippy. And so that's that, to me, the Beatles, you know, the Beatles psychedelic dreamy style.
I'm with you on all of this, on this song. Nice. I think it's heavy in the dream, heavy in atmosphere. I'm just for people who are curious, go to thespec.com and you can see the Gedept scores on each of these songs. Plus, you could see the names of the songs, too.
Yep.
And listen too, right?
That's so right. You can listen. You can find the links to the playlists on Spotify, YouTube, and Amazon Music as well if you don't want to hear us talking.
Thespec.com. And then we also replay the show tomorrow night, so Monday night, 10 o'clock.
That's right.
For those, so it's who, like the late heads like myself, if you prefer to listen to it on the air at 10 p.m., you can do that on Monday nights from here on out.
Right. Or if you missed us on the weekend, right? You were busy.
Yeah. Surfing. I did that last week, by the way. I sat here and I listened to the late airing, and nice. It was enjoyable on the couch. So anyway, thanks so much for your help today, Will. It's a great show. Always thanks, love it. And for those listening who have been here each week, we so appreciate you. And thank you for being with us and telling anybody about the show if you did. And if you can, that would be cool. Because we do it word of mouth. That's how we've always kind of done this. And we appreciate all of you for being here. The last two songs, Washed Out, Wondrous Life from 2024, a new song. And then Giorgio Tuma doing An Enchanting Blue, which is an enchanting song from 2011 that sounds like it could be from the 60s. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll be back next week with another edition of The Deep Dive on Hi-Fi Dream.
Hi-Fi Dreams Deep Dive.
Thank you.